Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically attuned visionaries to express themselves with the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I appreciate you and all that you do. Just supporting us. Like I say, it's more of you. And I can't see you, but I just like to pay homage in any given way that I can to let you know I do appreciate you and I thank you for just being here and being solid with us. It just means a lot to have you. So with that being said, I want to also give a big shout out to everybody who called in today. It's been a long Tuesday. I don't know about you guys, but I'm glad to be relaxing, chilling, and doing the show with you guys tonight because it's way, way, way overdue. We're doing this every Tuesday at 6. I appreciate you guys being understanding of the 6 o'clock. It's actually just been working for me and my schedule. I get a chance to do some things I want to do. Been rolling out, hanging out with my son. Going to some movies. Bargain Tuesday is awesome. Y'all got to go check out Bargain Tuesday. You actually get some free popcorn in the process, which is so dope to me because I've been enjoying these movies we've been seeing lately. So you guys check out Bargain Tuesdays. Most of the movie theaters have that. And it actually comes right on time because it's like $5. And you also get a free bag of 46-ounce bag of popcorn. Can't beat that. Like I said, I'm a bargain shopper, so yeah, y'all should check that out. Take your family, your boo, what have you, and just enjoy yourselves. So with that being said, I'm actually, I'm going to go ahead and go into, I usually give the inspirational nuggets midway of the show, but I'm just feeling the need to give the inspirational nuggets now while it's on my brain and while, you know, it's fresh in my brain, fresh in my heart. So my inspirational nugget today would be when you don't know what to do. I know like sometimes it sounds like a cliche, but I'm learning that when you don't know what to do, just don't do anything at all. Like really just pray, ask God for the move to make because sometimes we think we know and we just might not know. So just don't make a move and let God work on your behalf. So with that being said, that's my inspirational nugget for the day. And I'll be adding more to it, but I just wanted to start here with that. And so what I was saying was, when you don't know what to do, and I know it sounds cliche, just don't do anything at all. Just stand and ask your higher power, ask God to show you the way. Because sometimes we think we know, and we don't. And, I've made some decisions in my life I thought I knew, but I didn't know. So with that being said, I don't mind calling myself out, saying I don't always get it right. But I do my best, you know, the best I can. And I'm keep right on pushing to do better. So with that being said, I'm going to play this track. I'll be right back at you guys.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feel in the anointing his gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory, wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries, for the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run, doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China. I hope you guys enjoyed that track, Visionaries. I just want to give a big shout-out to Dion Bella in the building. He is the founder and CEO of Enlisted Media and Enlisted Soldiers out of Springfield, Massachusetts. And he's been my co-host several times, so just want to give a big shout-out to Dion, most definitely. So with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic line. For anybody who wants to spit some poetry, sing a song, do some comedy, whatever your gift is, feel free to use it. And also, if you want to let us know what's going on in your community, feel free to let us know. And we got you. We're all about support. So with that being said, I got Miss Nikki on the line. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
That's
like,
good,
set up work right on the show.
That's right, that's right. Well, I hope your week is going good.
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I can't complain. How about you?
It's going.
All right.
It's a bit, this is a busy month, so, I mean, everything's happening, like, back to back to back. So I'm just going with the flow.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I know you got something good for tonight.
Yes. And it's called My Life.
All right.
And here goes. I was born the daughter of an architect and a professional banker. When my father died, Mom had to be strong as an anchor. But we made it through. She worked two jobs and even went to nursing school. I grew up strong and independent, just how my mom intended. I stumbled a little, but I always seemed to make it. I could have caught a case, y'all. Now, ain't that so shh. My life ain't perfect, but I have a big heart and try to do people right. But sometimes I ask myself, girl, just see the light. Is it all worth the fight? I've been through some things that had me saying I just might. But I'm still alive, and somehow with God on my side, I did survive. I have four girls. Yes, they are my world. I know people change, and times do too. As I look back over my life, and I realize I have too. I am not my past. I'm looking forward to my future. My story has changed. I'm now more mature. I'm me. I can only be me. But I am the devil thought he had me. I am the devil thought he could take over me. My life is not a game. I got tired of being used. I won't stop fighting. God didn't want me to lose. So if you've ever had the pleasure of being a part of my life, just know that I am someone's daughter, sister, mother, and your wife. It hasn't been easy, from health issues, job, and home. I have a lot of good years left, so I got to make the best of them and make it on my own. For I am a survivor, and this is my life.
You better say that.
That's right.
I'm proud of you, girl.
That's right. Thank
yeah,
you.
I
thank
like
you,
that.
Thank
very,
you.
Very transparent. All right, now. I'm scared of you.
Yeah, just a little something. I had to revamp it. I had wrote it before, and I just had to revamp it a little bit, you know, because I guess I hadn't, you know, read over it before. I had to redo it.
Well, you've grown, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I'm proud of you, lady. Please hold tight on the line. We'd love to have you back on the line again. Everybody,
okay.
This is Nikki from Los Angeles in the building. All right, we got Carlos in the building. What's up, Carlos? We're home DMX and poetry.
What's up, man? I guess we all on one page tonight. Because I got something I want to share with y'all, and it names itself, you'll hear it. It said we all have worries trying to figure out what's right, I mean, what's wrong and what's right. But the thing that concerns me the most is this thing called life. See, life begins within. It's like planting a seed, and it grows accordingly, depending on the nurture that it receives. And after it's fully developed, it produces more seeds of its own. And this goes on season after season. That's life. It just carries on. Now, each season is different. Therefore, you must face a change. But you are still you. It's just the atmosphere is not the same. And as time goes on, you figure the seasons out. like if you see some wild weed growing, yo, you'll pull that crap out. Because if you let it grow, it's taken away from you. And if you can learn something new every season that you go through. So what's stopping you from pursuing your dreams? I'm sure you can give me excuses all night. But I bet you if you put forth as much effort as you gave excuses, you'll see things are in a whole new sight. See, if you want to do it, you can. Just write out your plan. This goes for the husband, the kids, and the wife. Everything that you do, it will affect you. So why not you just live the best life? And that's that.
Get it?
Something like that.
Yeah, that was dope.
Something like that.
I like that.
I called one of my friends earlier. I ain't going to say who it was, but I called one of my friends. I was like, yo, I got to write something for the show. And I said, yo, what can I write about? And they said, life. And I just, that's what I came up with, just something sporadically.
That's what's up, man.
And that's life.
I like that.
That's life.
That's a good breakdown, man, because it is.
Try to. Man, but, you know what I'm saying? Your life is what you make it, man. Life is what you make.
Indeed.
You remember that song? And it is.
Oh, yeah.
And it is. All right, and yo, China, she's hit me with this about 2 or 3 minutes ago. You got a 252 number on your phone? Somebody calling in right now?
Yep.
I'll make sure it's the right number. God, to my. Pull them up. I think
it's
my daughter.
All right.
468-468.
What's up? This is China. Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, China, you can mute me. She got this.
All right. What's up, lady? How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Doing good. Can you tell us your name?
Doriana.
Oh, what's up, Doriana? You remember me?
Yes, ma'am.
This is China. Jaden's mom.
I know.
Okay.
Yes.
What you got for us tonight?
I have a poem called Mystic Question.
Okay. The floor is yours.
Okay. I have poison running through my veins. From the moment I kissed you, I knew you caused me pain. I called you Ivy, not knowing you were poison. It was right in front of me. I still did. You wrapped me up, pulling me close without letting go. Your thorns burst through me, going straight from my heart. I tried my hardest to keep up my guard, but with words trying to get through, I had to tell you to move, but it feels so good to be recognized and shown some affection. It feels 10 times better than having depression. I have a knife in my hand ready to destroy and reveal your words and feelings towards me, but yet I don't want to. Do I let your thorns go to my heart, or do I tell them apart that I must decide your love and smooth words sometimes?
Wow, that was deep. You go, girl.
Thank you.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Keep writing and keep calling in. You never know somebody
Thank
might need
you.
What you just said. Mm-hmm. I appreciate having you. This is Carlos, DMX from Poetry's daughter on the line, Doriana. That's what's up. We got a 323 on the line. 323, what's up? This is China.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? I'm Trinice Monet, and I have a piece called Listen. Is it fine?
Okay. No problem.
Cool.
Well, please continue to enjoy the show. If you feel the need to get on, let me know.
Okay.
All right. All right, you guys, I hope you guys are enjoying the show. I know I am. And we got some new callers on the line, and we got a lot of people listening to you all over the world. So, like I said, you never know what you have to say may be exactly what somebody needs to hear. So what I'm going to do is play this track, and I'll be right back at you.
My labyrinth of mysterious light. Brown eyes staring through me with ease, she would set me at ease. Her slow speech and gentle hands imparting old wisdom from the deep North Carolina countryside. Black people would gather around Thomasine like a campfire, still, yet moving to a warm rhythm. Her right shoulder was my favorite. After school program to lean on for affection, she would kiss the wounds beneath unbroken skin, mending my secret pieces of anguish. Grandmothers know a secret language that hushes little babies and big ones. Grown men were humbled and returned to the seething suns from which they sprout. She didn't even have to shout. Grandma spoke soft and carried no stick. Her words simply stick to the rib. She was a home-cooked meal, serving itself from a bottomless dish, breaking bread, chicken, and fish. My Ixis BC, a practitioner of alchemy who transmuted suffering into golden experiences. She was my rock of great value. First woman I learned to bow to, the goddess within. A feminine temple among men, she was a sign of power. Never once did I see her cower from this bully of a life. Did once see her leave late night, dressed in all black like midnight. Next morning was the answer to stomach prayers. With no explanation as to how we now had a full refrigerator, my grandmother smoked Salem like peace. She drank Seagram's number 7 and Donald Duck. The whole world could fall down, but my grandma got up at the crack of dawn to have conversations with the sun, telling it to follow my brother and I to school each morning and back each afternoon, where she'd be waiting with the peace that passed our understanding. We not understanding that she was just happy to see us home again safely in this world of insanity. My grandmother was a magi who transformed strangers into family with the wave of her palm. I got cousins, uncles, and aunts, only related because Thomasine say it be, and it is. And I live soul to soul with this mundane divinity for my first 13 years. Her slow speech and gentle hands sculpting the basis of who I is. And this poem is the least that I can give. Thanks to God and grandmother, the most amazing mysteries of the universe, both all knowing yet unknown.
Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China. That's right. What we call her, what we call her.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. I will speak again about the inspirational nuggets. I like to draw inspirational nuggets, jewels with you guys. As I learn and I grow, I like to give to you. If it can, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But like I say, I just like to share as I grow and just give back. So hopefully it can help you. If not, like I say, you can take mental notes and keep it pushing, or use it for later or however. But with that being said, what I said earlier was I know it sounds cliche, but whenever you don't know what to do in a situation, sometimes you just need to stand, just be right there and pray about it. You know, if you pray about it. But just pray about the right way for guidance to do what you need to do, because sometimes we react and we respond on emotions. And those emotions are always temporary. We're meant to feel. We're meant to have emotions. But sometimes we react instead of responding. But just taking time to really think that thing through outside of the feeling. Because just remember, feelings are temporary. They don't last that long. And I know we've all made that same mistake of reacting because you're in your feelings about something. it doesn't mean that that's actually what's going down. It's just, I mean, my feelings just seem to me feel this way. But with that being said, when you take time to actually calm down, get yourself together, you might respond to it totally different instead of reacting. So this is that life coach in me, the substance use counselor in me, motivational speaker, the poet, just the helper in me. I like to share knowledge. I like to drop jewels. I like to get inspirational nuggets. And like I said, if it can help you, keep it. You know what I'm saying? If it don't, toss it. I won't be offended. I'm just giving you the best that I got, which is me. So with that being said, got Miss Nikki on the line. See what she got for us. What's up? What's up, Nikki? Can you hear me, Nikki? What's up,
okay.
What's up, Nikki?
Hey, hey, hey. This one is called Confessions. Here it goes. Sometimes what things give us and no reason to fight. When the
Nikki, are you on the line? Don't quite know what happened when Nikki's line. Let's see what we got. Carlos on the line. Oh, that call just dropped. All right, what's up? What's up, Carlos?
Yeah, I'm here. Man, China, I was texting you, but yeah, you know, I don't have anything to say. Nothing more than my baby put a smile on my face while it go.
Oh.
Yeah, my
That's
baby put
up.
A smile on my face while ago. I don't think I was saying, "Who you kissing?"
Well, I knew it. I said, "Yo, I know he got to be saying that."
Talking
I was like, "He over there, like what?"
You know, I love the poetry part of it. I love that part of it because, hey, my baby thinking deep and all. But then, who you kissing, girl?
Well, you was kissing at that age too. You were kissing somebody too at
age. I can't say it with so much. But at the same time, that's
just
my
help
baby.
Through it.
That's
just
my
help
baby.
It.
I'm there. That's my baby. That's all I
mm-hmm.
can do.
I'm glad you ain't do
that's
like most parents. Like lose it. Let it. Just help her through it. Cause if you don't help her now, she's gonna be lost later.
That's my baby, man. I do anything
that's
for
what's
her.
Up,
she
man.
Knows. She know it.
That's what's
hey,
up.
I just didn't. I wasn't. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I think she
I
called
got
in.
On
she
the
called
line
one
right
time.
Now.
Okay,
yeah, I got
y'all.
Right
she got some more. She wanted to read, man. So she could go ahead and read hers. Thanks, y'all. Right. I enjoyed everybody, man. Y'all keep your head up.
All right, you too. All right, Nikki, we got you back. You about to close the show out for us. What you got? What you got?
I got confession, and I ain't no usher. Okay. Sometimes when things get rough, when life gives me every reason to quit and no reason to fight, when the weight of the world is on my shoulders and my troubles are too much to bear, I drop to my knees in confusion, fear, anger, searching for answers and asking God, why me? Then I feel a calmness in my spirit and a whisper in my heart of God answering, why not you? I knew what I was doing when I made you my child. You were built to overcome and triumph, to outlast, to win. You are created in the image of me, not physically, but spiritually. I didn't bring you to this point just to leave you, but I need you to step outside of what you're thinking and what you know and completely trust, live, and rely on me. Moral of the story, the will of God will never take you where the grace of God won't carry you. Have faith, you guys. Have a blessed week.
That's what's up, Nikki. I love it, yo.
Thank you.
That was awesome, buddy. Yes, and look, I'm going to ask all y'all, everybody, that's Nikki from Los Angeles. Can y'all do me a favor? Send up a prayer for me. You know, when you pray, let your prayer, my grandma used to say all the time, when you pray, let your prayers have wings. You know, imagine that when you're putting your hands together, it's a dove in your hand, and you're releasing that dove to fly to get to God. And he got to get the message. We got to stop snatching those prayers back, trying to deal with things ourselves, and just letting that thing go and letting God do his work. So with that being said, the reason why I asked you to pray for me, because it's amazing. When you help other people, and if you guys can understand where I'm coming from, helping other people, sometimes just being the messenger, helping other people and being there. Sometimes people try to kill the messenger. And I've been dealing with that lately, just being there for other people and you telling, talking to them about different things, but just giving, relaying messages to them, like advice, coaching, counseling. And sometimes people aren't ready to hear the truth about life or themselves, and they get mad with the messenger. But you have to be mindful. Don't hurt the messenger, because I'm just a messenger, you know, and I'm here to help the best way I can. But you have to be mindful who you hurt on your way, you know, as you go. So pray for me, you guys. With that being said, y'all be blessed. Keep pushing, keep praying, and keep doing the best as you can. And tap into your dreams and let your dreams, your gifts make room for you. Be blessed. See you guys next Tuesday at 6.